Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. In Tel Aviv, a warm afternoon is drawing to a close with clear skies. Jerusalem enjoys a similar pleasant evening, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. Eilut continues to bask in sunny conditions. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports that two IRGC members were shot dead at their home in Iran. State media calls it an act of terrorism. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes that the Iron Dome system has been upgraded to counter cruise missiles and drones more effectively. Also this hour, JNS highlights that Israeli Defense Minister Katz claims U.S. pressure prevented a campaign against Hezbollah. Separately, I-24 News reports that both Prime Minister Netanyahu and opposition leaders condemn statements made at a Haredi protest against the IDF chief of staff. And finally, Israel Hayom reveals that Qatar admits the frozen funds were not transferred to Iran, with Steve Mnuchin and Jared Kushner visiting for discussions. From X, the latest. The Middle East Media Research Institute shared an analysis on the Zainab Iyun Brigade, an Iranian strategic asset used in Syria. The Israel Foreign Ministry announced that another Hezbollah military fortress in Lebanon was dismantled, weakening Iranian influence. Raylan Givens noted that Iran's foreign ministry has blocked IAEA inspectors from damaged nuclear sites and will not meet with the U.S. soon. Let's go deeper, starting with the incident in Iran. Earlier today, the Times of Israel reported that two Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps members were killed at home. The IRGC claims anti-government agents executed the attack. This event raises tensions in a region already fraught with political instability and underscores the ongoing internal conflicts within Iran. Turning to the Iron Dome upgrade, Israel Hayom Hebrew shared that the system now better counters high rates of fire, particularly from cruise missiles and drones. This development comes as a direct response to threats posed by Iran and aims to bolster national defense capabilities. For Israeli citizens, this means enhanced protection against aerial threats. Meanwhile, Israeli Defense Minister Katz's comments about U.S. pressure were highlighted by JNS. He believes this pressure prevented a strategic campaign to weaken Hezbollah. This comes amid fears of potential Iranian retaliation. The implications are significant for Israel's regional security strategy. Separately, I-24 News covered the backlash against derogatory remarks made during a Haredi protest. Both government and opposition leaders stand united in condemning the disrespect shown towards IDF leadership. This unity highlights an essential solidarity in support of the military amidst political disagreements. And finally, from Israel Hayom, Qatar's confirmation regarding the frozen funds signals ongoing diplomatic efforts involving the U.S. The presence of Mnuchin and Kushner in Doha suggests high-level negotiations impacting regional financial and political dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reveals a 1.6 billion shekel plan to support the high-tech sector, addressing challenges posed by a strong shekel. Separately, Globes reports that the tax authority raised its revenue forecast for the Israel Citizens Fund, now expected to grow significantly from natural gas royalties. And finally, CTEC discusses how women are driving Haredi entry into high-tech, even as male participation levels off, highlighting ongoing socioeconomic shifts. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.